أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. In the previous ayat, Allah had spoken about the battle of Uhud. The battle of Uhud was the second jihad battle expedition of the Muslims. As in the first one, at the beginning, Allah had given great, great victory to the Muslims and they completely routed the kuffar. But unfortunately, due to a misunderstanding in a command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posted some sahaba to guard a pass in the mountain, that they should guard that no enemy should come from that side. Then the battle took place and the battle was over and the Muslims were collecting the booty of the war. And these sahaba thought that this command was till the end of the battle. And now the battle is over, so they left their post and they went and also collect the booty of war. However, the Amir and a few others said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we must not leave this post. And the others said that command was till the end of the battle. Battle is over. Now we can go. So because of this misunderstanding, then Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time was not a Muslim still, he saw the opening in the back of the path and he attacked the Muslims from the back. And in that, a complete victory was changed into a complete defeat in such a way that 70 of the Sahaba, including Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidu Shuhada, he also was martyred in that battle. So Allah Ta'ala remind now, because of that the Sahaba felt very bad, they were very despondent that we misunderstood, this mistake happened from our side, and an open victory was changed into an open defeat. And we were the cause of 70 Sahaba becoming Shaheed also. So they were very, very despondent. Their hearts were broken. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is consoling them that you made that mistake, don't make it again in the future. And a great lesson in there for all the Muslims, that every command of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah, follow it to the T. And make sure we understand it properly and we don't have any misunderstanding about it. And on the other one side, for the Sahaba, great consolement. You made a mistake, but don't worry. Allah has forgiven you, completely forgiven you. Then on the other side, for the enemies of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Khawarij and the Rafzi, the Shia, were always attacking the Sahaba, na'udhu billah. A great warning for them, that when Allah has forgiven them their error, then who are you not to forgive them? And if you don't forgive them, it is your destruction. When Allah has forgiven, then there is no question whatsoever of anyone having any kind of wrong thoughts about the Sahaba. Allah says they misunderstood that command, a few of them, and we have forgiven them. And consolement for the Sahaba, when Allah has forgiven you, now don't lose heart, be strong. And also that previously also in other nations, the people of Haq also won, and the people of Batil, Allah made it such that they also win sometimes. So this happens, Allah says, all the time. So don't lose hope. Allah made the system for one great reason, as explained in front, that if always the people of Haq win, then everyone will see that this is the truth, let us join them. In a sense then, bringing Iman won't be of our choice. We will be like forced to bring Iman, that we can see that the truth is on this side. Now, and sometimes the people of Haq are defeated also, then you will only bring Iman if you are convinced in your heart, not because of battles being won and battles being lost. That won't be the criteria of your bringing Iman. But you are convinced in your heart what is the truth, then you will bring Iman. So Allah wanted that also to come out. So Allah Ta'ala says,
قد خلت من قبلكم سنن, ہو چکے تم سے پہلے واقعات, that these things had happened before to the people of before also, that the people of Batil and Kufr, they were also given the upper hand over the people of Iman, and at times the people of Iman also, but Allah had everywhere reassured, and even for the Sahaba, yet even if there's temporary victory gained for the non-believers, it does not mean that Allah loves them in any way, and neither does it mean that they're going to be permanently victorious. The real victory finally will definitely only be for the believers. And even if the believers have to lose a battle, remember you are still, the believers are the muhib of Allah, the lovers of Allah, and the mahbub of Allah, the beloved of Allah. They are the lovers and the beloved of Allah. If they lose the battle, doesn't mean Allah does not love them. That Allah has got reasons why Allah made it, that sometimes the believers will win the battle, sometimes the non-believers will win the battle, and all the lessons that we have to take. So Allah Ta'ala says, this has happened before also. And if you want to, fasiru fil ard, so firo zameen mein, then travel in the world. For what purpose? Panzuru kaifa kana aqibatul mukazzibin, aur dekho ke kya hua anjaam jhutlane walon ka, and see what was the result of those people who just believed in Allah, who falsified Allah. So if you travel, it's not for leisure and pleasure. It is not that we go and take a rest which is totally illogical. The best rest is at home, it can't be anywhere else. And to say we are going to a certain lodge, certain reserve for rest, that is totally against logic also. Rest is at home. So if you do travel, to take lessons of this nature. That is what Allah Ta'ala says. See the qudrat of Allah and take the lessons of which Allah Ta'ala has kept in the world. And then Allah says with regard to this, hada bayan linnas, ye bayan hai logo ke waste. These are bayans for people at large, believers and non-believers. All should take a lesson that why does Allah Ta'ala give victory at times to the people of righteousness, and why does Allah cause defeat even coming to them. This is a bayan that all should understand this year, and not ever to think that if the people of falsehood and batil won a victory that they are on the right path. No, that is no criteria whatsoever. And if the people of righteousness lose a battle, doesn't mean that the path is the wrong path. No, Allah has got His reasons which I explained and which we will go through, and we see the great beautiful reasons why Allah has made it, that sometimes a nation rises and sometimes that nation falls from the eyes of Allah, and what the reasons are for that. وَهُدَوْ وَمَوْعِذَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, اور ہدایت اور نصیح ہے درنے والوں کو, and this all is a source of ہدایت and a source of مَوْعِذَةُ وَعَاد, taking lessons for the righteous and the pious, the muttaqeen. So this ups and downs of the world, of sometimes a nation rising and a nation falling down, there are great lessons, and we should take those lessons. Allah has been so kind that not only has He stated this, but then in the ayat in front, Allah has explained what those great benefits are which the believers should take. So as we will read in front and we will see that, then we should take those benefits, understand them and take those benefits. So in short, that when Allah's command is even misunderstood and acted upon wrongly, defeat and people lose out. Big battles were lost. In spite of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being present with the Sahaba, but then also they lost a terrible loss where 70 Sahaba became shaheed. Then there is a lesson for us that we must follow the commands of Allah fully the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully, then we will get the rahmat of Allah. And today when we break the laws of Allah, we don't follow the sunnah, and then we wonder why things are going wrong. When one command was misunderstood and it caused so much harm, and when we are breaking Allah's commands left, right and center, the sunnah in fact we're making a mockery of it, then where can we find success? So that is a lesson. And for the kuffar, whether they the Khawarij or the Shia, they should take a lesson that when Allah has forgiven the Sahaba, nobody has got his right to open his stinking mouth with regard to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And all this Allah has done, and there are great lessons for us to learn. We should learn those lessons and take them to heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.